It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Welcome to September 22nd, 2025. We're rushing through the year here. I mean, gosh, before long, it'll be Halloween. I think we have like 15 trunk-or-treats in our area. And a lot going on this weekend, which we'll talk to you more about on Friday, because there's so much going on. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And along the river today, you're going to see a little, probably right around 96 degrees. And so it should be a decent day. And we're going to get right into our guest, because our guest today is Dalton Homer, who is the assistant CEO of Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the river.
Thank you so much. Very excited to be here and able to participate in this.
And you've been here 4 or 5 months?
Yes, I actually moved at the end of May. Originally, we were down in Tucson. My wife and I have an 18-month-old son.
Well, you came from Tucson, so you were kind of prepared for our temps.
Well, so originally I'm from New York, so this has been very different environment. The dry heat's new, and the heat itself is very new. But to your point, Tucson, I was there for a number of years, really loved it. But it's actually about 15 degrees cooler on a given day than here. So when we were hitting the 120s this summer, I was a little toasty.
And your wife still talks to you?
She does.
Because it is a little warm. And you brought family with you.
Yeah, so it's my wife. We've been married for 7.5 years, and we have an 18-month-old son named Luke, and he is just the angel.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at 18 months, he is.
Oh, yeah.
In 3 or 4 months, you'll be going, I'm leaving for work early.
Yeah, no, he's actually just recently, I would say about 2 months ago, he started walking, and it's like the world's his oyster. Everything he's trying to touch, which now we have to baby-proof the house, the whole 9 yards.
Yep.
And as we're learning in the desert, everything is trying to kill us between the cactus and the scorpion. So trying to keep him out of trouble has been entertaining.
Now, whereabouts are you residing? I don't want your address. I'm just saying.
In general. So we actually, so because the move was so quick to get out here to help out the hospital, we ended up just renting. We actually found a nice little place up in the Laughlin Ranch area. It's a neighborhood right next to it.
Okay.
I don't know the actual name of it, but we're up there and been really awesome. Have some really nice neighbors. So.
And you have burls that come in your yard?
Almost every day. And I... Like, when I saw the sign, I was like, oh, that's weird. Why would they have a donkey or burro sign? I was like, that's funny. And you round the corner, and they're just in the middle of the street. They don't even move.
Yeah, they don't care. No. They don't care. So that was an eye-opener for you.
Yes, definitely a different type of wildlife here.
So you came here when the CEO had left, and you came as interim CEO, but you were going to stay as the assistant CEO.
Correct.
Why didn't you just want the CEO job?
No, that is a great question. So to kind of give a little back sense, right, so I've been in a healthcare executive type role for just under a decade now. So I got some decent experience, and I was down in Tucson working for our sister facility. So we're part of a larger organization called Community Health Systems.
Right.
About 70 to 80 hospitals across the country. So down in Tucson, really enjoyed it. I was getting ready. I've been there a number of years, and my boss, my regional president, he reached out and said, hey, we have a really good opportunity for growth in an area that would really benefit from my more younger personality, high energy, you could say. And so I was like, of course, let's do it. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, we did have some slight turnover in leadership.
Right.
And so I came here as kind of a stabilizing force. So moved my whole family here to be kind of a cornerstone or piece for the community. And so became interim as we were looking for a dedicated CEO. And so a couple things to your point, like why not want the role? one, A, I recognize I have so much to learn and grow from.
Okay.
But it was also an opportunity to kind of test the waters a little bit, right? This is my second opportunity being an interim CEO. And so I was able to try a different personality in the community, work with the different hospital leaders, and we saw quick growth and acceleration and excitement. And so during that time, we wanted to make sure we picked the right culture. That's huge, right? And so we're very lucky to have Dave, our new CEO. He's been with us now 2 weeks, and he hasn't scared him off yet.
Not yet.
But he is beyond excited to be here. He's got 2 decades of hospital leadership experience.
And he came from Kingman.
That is correct, yeah. Right. So he was there for the last 2.5 years, so he is very much dedicated to community, and that's kind of what we really wanted, to have someone who wants to live here, be part of it, and to stay here, and he is invested in the community. So he's actually, like you mentioned, is in Kingman, but he's actually looking to buy a house down here so he can move down, and very excited to have him part of the team.
Good, good. And this is like the first time that we've had, and Gina might want to answer this, the first time we've had a CEO and an assistant CEO?
I believe it is.
So that would tell me that CHS wants this hospital to grow.
Yes, absolutely. There has been a lot of change in focus, both on the regional side and the corporate side, and this is a very important hospital for the community, or community health systems, right? Right. So CHS. And so we've been intentionally investing quite a bit in the last couple of months, and here in a little bit I'll definitely get a chance to share some of those awesome investments. But one of the key things is strong leadership. And so we're very excited. So just kind of high level. So I've been here about 4 months as the assistant CEO. We have a brand new CFO. He's been here for about 4 months as well.
Okay.
His name is Anthony. Brilliant. Comes out of Texas. We have a CNO, Michelle Cash, who's been with us for just about a year. And then the new CEO, Dave, who, you know, 2 weeks in. But we now have a full executive team to really drive some positive change.
Well, and that's got to be exciting for all the docs and all the nurses and all the employees.
Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and to see someone young and eager that wants to get the job done, like yourself, that's got to be a positive thing for the staff.
Oh, continued momentum. And as I kind of mentioned, within the first couple of weeks here, we've been able to have really positive changes on the culture. We've been doing a lot of engagements. Actually, this past Saturday, we had something called Family Fun Day, where we invited all the employees of OMC and their families to come out. And we had a bunch of bounce houses, cotton candy, the whole nine yards, and we were able to celebrate the staff. And these are just kind of the few small steps we're taking to rebuild that culture and the energy in the community.
Okay. Was that at the John Olivia McCormick Pavilion?
It was.
There was a lot of pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
People driving by going, what's going on? You know, when you have a party in our town, everybody wants to come. Right,
<course.
Gina? laughs> We all know. We look, you know, water slides is over there. What's going on? You know, how do I get in? Yeah. You know. Well, that's good, because when you have an opportunity for leadership to do something like that, it's a positive reinforcement to all the employees. My wife worked there for a while. She started her, well, you can almost say she started her nursing career at OMC. She was she started when my wife became a nurse, and she was already a chiropractor, so she kind of went backwards. She becomes a nurse, and at that point in time, nobody was hiring new nurses. You know, everybody wanted experienced nurses. So she had to go to the jail and work for the sheriff to get some training. And then she had an opportunity, Lisa Locke, who is now, I think she's a PA.
She is.
Yeah, with Dr. Locke. Yeah. At the time, she had been teaching at Mojave College. And then she went to go be the teaching nurse up at, what was the name of that hospital? Walpi Mountain?
I can't remember. The new hospital in Kingman.
I think it was Walpi Mountain. And she called my wife and said, I got a position for you. So she went to work there. Well, unfortunately, after about a year, they shut down.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so when they shut down, my wife now had a year experience, and so she went to work at OMC on the floor.
Oh,
then Lisa Locke ended up at Valley View and called her and said, hey, I need someone in ICU. You want me an ICU nurse? My wife said, I don't know anything about ICU. I'll train you. So she went down there, and she's been there ever since. So.
No kidding.
And she likes it. But, you know, every ICU is different, and yours is a busy, busy ICU.
Yes, we are full-blown.
Yes, and I just had a friend in there. Norm Finkelstein was just in there over the weekend, and then they shipped him to Vegas, and this morning I think he was going to have some kind of something done, Roto-Rooter to some extremity. that couldn't be done, could not be done locally. So they sent him to Vegas.
We know that Norm loves warm sea.
He does.
Every day is part of our, he does a lot there.
Well, three days a week, he's downstairs doing the cardio. How he had a possible stroke is beyond me. This guy's been going to the cardio for how long? I don't know. 8 months?
He also works at the Historical Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tap into that a little bit, talking about that. That's one of the big things since I've got here 4 months ago working with the executive team and now having Dave join our vision is we're really striving to build out the service lines that will allow patients or family members to stay in the community. We recognize that, right? So as a community hospital, every patient we see isn't just a number. It's a family member. It's a relative. It's a neighbor. And so there's a lot of key things. And to your point, there's tons of research out there by all the smart boys and girls of Harvard saying, hey, like if you are closer to home where you can get the rest you need, your recovery is quicker, right? You have the resources, you have the infrastructure. And so one of our big things we're striving to do is, okay, what service lines do we need? What physicians do we need? So we keep the patients here, right? How do we keep them close to home, close to family, so we don't have to send them out?
We'll never have a trauma center here.
Correct. Though I will say, so our, and I want to give big kudos and shout out to our ER, we see level one traumas routinely, a lot of them accidents due to the river and so forth, and our team has quite a good ability to be able to stabilize, and we've been able to retain quite a few of them here just due to our expertise. There are some, of course, that we do have to send out to our partners in Vegas and Phoenix, but one of our goals to the point is how do we keep them here? So our hospital is designated as a level four trauma center, which means we have certain service lines on call and have those abilities, but we routinely are seeing level ones, level twos, and we are always striving to say, hey, if we have the ability, we will keep them.
Sure.
If not, then we'll partner with our other hospitals in other areas.
Yeah. And I know that happens frequently because they fly them, especially when they're level one. You know, a level one, unfortunately, in our size community, you can't have everything.
Yes.
You know, so, but you probably have a long list that you've already made of
Oh, yes. Yes. So I've been working on them ever since I got here. So one of the big things is there's never not enough number of surgeons in the community, right? And so we're actually very excited. We recently just started a brand new general surgeon, Dr. Hassoun. He is a general surgeon, but he is specifically robotic trained. And so what does that mean? So we have a very fancy robot called the Da Vinci robot sitting in our hospital, and it's part of the 21st century technology, right? It's allowing the provider to be able to do surgery in very small incisions so the recovery is quicker, the outcomes are better. And so he just started about a week and a half ago, starting to see patients in his clinic. He did his first surgery this past Friday.
But he's not a new doctor.
To your point, yeah, he's been a doctor, but we've just recruited him here.
Okay.
So he's new to the community, him and his wife, and he has two kids that just moved here, so very excited to have him part of the community. And he's going to be such a great push to help us hit the 21st century technology.
Okay.
So we're excited for him. In addition to that, actually the 15th of this month, we had three brand new primary care providers just start with us.
Wow, which that's fantastic.
Huge.
That's a lot.
Yes, big push on just recruiting and efforts on that side. So two of them are actually going to be down on the Fort Mojave side. They're actually at a clinic right across the street from Valley View.
Right.
And then also we have one up on the Parkway is the address.
Yeah.
So very excited. Three new.
You're learning the area already. Look at you.
4 weeks in, I'm doing okay.
And I want to let you know that Dr. Burke and Dr. Sond, who are our new primary care and their internal medicine doctors at our Fort Mojave location, will be speaking at our Senior Circle Lunch and Learn on October 15th. And they'll be talking about geriatric medicine and how important it is that you have a primary care physician to orchestrate oversee all of your different needs and cares and medications from one location to help your specialist. So
good.
Really excited to have them talk about geriatric medicine.
Come to the lunch and learn.
Just come. It's October 15th at the Anderson Auto Fieldhouse.
Oh, you're not going to do it at Warm Sea?
We're doing it there because we have already such a great
attendance. It's
attendance.
Huge.
Yes.
Good.
So 11:30, October 15th at the Fieldhouse.
Okay. So now you remember this because when Gina comes to you and says, look, we need more marketing because we have to do more of these events, you'll go, oh, like that big one we did at the Fieldhouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. 21 past. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Tonight, go to Monday Night Football. The Ravens and the Lions will be there, and Jim Saborski will be emceeing it, and you'll win prizes and have a lot of fun. Also, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, are you interested in the MEC budget payment plan? Well, it's a level monthly billing. It works the same for a whole year. Call them, 928-763-1100.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the bird.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tired of the same old political echo chambers? Looking for real conversations, not just shouting matches? KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free, brings you Common Ground, the radio show where open dialogue bridges political divides. Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Common Ground hosts voices in the left, right, and center for raw, honest, and open discussions. No script, no angle, just real people, real opinions, and a real effort to understand each other. Tune in, listen up, let's talk. Only on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. 24 past the hour. We got Sean Hannity coming up at the top of the hour, the Sean Hannity program. I'm assuming he'll be here today. If not, he'll send some capable person to take his place. In the studio, we have the assistant CEO to Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. We'll have to come back with the CEO. But he should be here a little bit longer than 2 weeks before we throw him on the radio.
Give him a little bit of time.
We'll give him a little bit of time. You know, bring him back after the first of year, or, you know, sometime soon. Right, Gina?
Mm-hmm.
She's writing it down. Yeah.
Okay. I am.
Well, and if he's been in Kingman, he's probably heard the program. What was his position with KRMC? Is he?
So the title he had was CAO, which is Chief Operating Officer.
Okay.
Or Chief Administrative Officer. Pretty much the same thing as the COO. Again, right. Different company has slightly different terms or acronyms. We call it the alphabet soup, right? Different letters combined together.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, definitely a high-level executive with that team.
Okay, great. So he's got the experience. Now, you've got a new lab coming.
Yes, let's go ahead and tap into that, actually. So very excited. It's something that we've been really looking at. And so in the last 4 months, we've been doing some heavy construction, actually, within the four walls of the hospital.
Wow.
And so we actually just finished construction last week. And what it was is we are expanding our original lab space, which was built in 84, so right when the hospital was built. So just a little bit older. So we built this new space, and it's a 30% increase of square footage, which is amazing. And then we put about another $600,000 of new equipment into the lab. And so we're right now going through what they call the validation process, quality checks, and controls.
Right.
But what this is, it's going to allow our providers to get quicker test results, a wider expand of exams, so we can keep more patients here on site and be able to test for new things. And so we're very excited because this is going to be a game changer both for the ER for when patients are looking for diagnoses, as well as our inpatients on those more acute or sick patients that we were talking about earlier.
I understand. Have you watched the TV show The Pitt?
The Pitt? I don't think I have yet.
You haven't?
No.
Gina, have you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's on HBO Max, and it's all around an ER in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it's really well done.
It's called The Pitt.
The Pitt.
Okay.
On HBO Max. You need to check that out because it's, you know, like the CEO walks in and he tells her, get out of my way. You know, the guy that's in charge of the ER. They had a gun... A shooting, and anyways, it's really well done. Whoever's the consultant and the producer does a good job of communicating because it's well produced. So I suggest you watch it. It will never be your ER. I'm sure Tana has watched it, but it's really a busy place.
So, I love that.
Yeah. And they're teaching hospitals. They have brand new doctors in there that are learning stuff and messing up and, yeah.
Learning the whole ropes of healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked about the field house, but you have another event at the field house, the Pink Tea event.
We sure do.
We will have
the Pink Tea, which is our annual event in celebration of women and observance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that will be on October 18th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
It starts at 1 p.m. It's going to be a big event this year. That's why we're moving it from the hospital to the field house. We'll have some special guests there. Our other primary care provider, Dr. Sino, a new primary care.
Okay.
And by new, I mean new to us.
Right.
She and her husband happens to be Dr. Hassoun, who is our new general surgeon. And so they will both be there to give their points of view of
breast cancer.
Was
that part of the interview process that you'll take a Saturday off and work this event?
It's definitely part of it.
By the way, don't make any plans for October 18th on a Saturday.
It's really nice to be able to have them both to give their perspective of what's new in the industry, you know, as far as care for breast cancer from their side and prevention.
Okay.
And early detection. So we want to invite every woman of any age to come to that event. Bring your children, your friends, your grandma, and come to our breast cancer awareness event, Pink Tea, October 18th at 1 o'clock. We have fancy, old-fashioned glass luncheon plates, and our dietary team, which is amazing, is going to put on a great spread for us, and we'll have lots of servers to make it just the right kind of a tea party.
Now, if you outgrew the hospital last year, and now you have to move this to the field house, I'm assuming people might need to make a reservation for this?
They do, and they can do that at warmsea.com. Look for events, and you can sign up right there.
Okay, at your website.
Yes.
Okay, or call you.
Absolutely. Call us, 763-CARE, because we do.
Yep. That's her line.
I love it.
I got to let her sneak it in, you know. I mean, that's her line.
I want to highlight, Gina has been an awesome staple and pillar for our community when we talk about events and so forth. Right when I first got here, we started talking about it, and she would sit down the calendar and say, hey, these are the next events, next 3 months. And I was like, okay, you've got me booked every single day, which is awesome. I mean, most recently, we did a huge event where we actually donated all the first aid kits for all the soccer teams in the community. And
that's
it ended up being
awesome.
Over 100 teams, and it was awesome. Again, just how can we participate in the community? How do we give back? And
well, I first met you a couple weeks ago at the community garden ribbon cutting.
Yes, that was an exciting event.
And, of course, Dr. Ziri's your chief of staff?
He is our chief of staff, yes.
So, and that's been his baby.
And we just ordered a bench to put there. So there needs to be some seating out there. So that should come this week. So we'll have some benches, actually.
Does the city put it in, or does the Warm Sea staff put it in?
Well, Warm Sea staff puts it together, and then we'll take it down, and it'll be a movable bench, so people can move around if they, you know, we can set them as that garden grows.
That's exciting. A neat thing.
Yes, actually, that particularly community-minded because we got together with Valley View. We both bought a same kind of bench, and we're both going to put them in
oh,
together.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
It's neat when the hospitals mm-hmm. can do stuff mm-hmm. together. Well, you probably had dinner or something or lunch with Blake.
Yes, and really enjoy working with Blake. It's yeah. actually been awesome. Since I've been here, we've been able to share resources and supplies because in a rural community like this is how do we take care of our patients? And that's the ultimate goal. And so sometimes they've reached out to us saying, hey, we need help with a CT scan or an MRI and vice versa, and we've been able to help each other. And so, again, just another opportunity to, again, care for the patients that we're here for.
So a few years ago, you guys kind of got out of the OB business.
Mm.
Is that on your sheet? Of things to do that to look back into?
No, that's a great question. Kind of what we talked about when I first got here was evaluating, hey, what service lines are we missing to keep the patients in the community here? And that's definitely something we've had a lot of discussion about. At this moment in 2025, it's not the right opportunity or time just because it's a serious investment, but it's definitely on the table for discussion in the future.
Okay, good. Don't give up. All right, let's take a break. It is 31 past the hour already. Yeah. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's physical therapists, it's occupational therapists, and speech therapy. If you need those services, give them a call at 928-763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage. The interest rates went down last week. Are you thinking it's time to buy? Well, if it is, call the guy with the vault under his desk. And he's got the key. How much money do you need? Call 928-288-2691. Yeah. Ask for Chad Hansen, the guy with the key to the vault. If you want money, you need to be Chad's new best friend. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243, or laughlinranch.com.
Ever been dropped in the middle of a video call? Trapped in endless buffering? Internet hiccups can ruin your day. But with 100% fiber from TWN, you receive fast, reliable service with unlimited data, so you can stream, work, and game uninterrupted. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for details and terms.
Since 1985, Martin Swante Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia has stood for something more than just cars. A dealership built on trust, integrity, and doing right by folks. Every time. For four decades, families from Kingman and all over the tri-state have gone there for vehicles that last, from people who care. Come see why generations of customers have trusted Martin Swante for 40 years and drive off in something built to last, just like the name on the sign. Visit MartinSwanteChryslerDodgeJeep.com today. East Andy Devine, Kingman.
Finding yourself skipping your self-care routine, experiencing things around you others don't, or withdrawing from friends and family. You might be experiencing first episode psychosis, or FEP. Stress, trauma, substance use, even genetics can trigger it. And if you're in your late teens to mid-20s, it's impacting you more than others. Know the signs of FEP. Go to learnmorefep.org. Sponsored by MatForce, working to build healthier communities.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
People love to talk before they sing, I guess. I don't know. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio. And we're visiting with the CEO, Assistant CEO, Dalton from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and marketing director of Mojave County. Well, Gina's been here so long, she knows everybody.
She knows everyone.
Yes, she does. Yeah, she does. Let's talk about fun things. You're going to do a trunk or treat October 24th.
Yes, and actually this has been very interesting. I was actually talking with some of our staff and actually community members. I actually was at church the other day and asking about it, and they were saying that it is one of the biggest trunk or treats in the community. So I was talking to Gina. I was like, is this true? And she's like, oh, yes, we have a full committee that plans and prepares for this. And to my understanding, it takes up the whole parking lot, and there's lines that go up and down the streets.
It is wonderful because this is our chance to welcome in our local community there, our neighbors to come to Wormsea. You know, they put up with us with traffic and sirens and such. And so we want to welcome
and of course,
all
if you,
of that community.
If you live at my house, you have to put up with the helicopters too.
Yeah. They land a bird in the parking lot so people can play with them.
They're going in and out of the hospital.
And we will have the helicopters at the trunk or treat that night. We'll have at least one that will come and kids can play on it and get in it and things like that. So
what's the time, October 24th?
We'll do that. I think it starts at 6 p.m. on October, and that's a Friday night. We'll do it like the week before Halloween, so
it's in the parking lot.
Has time to come out, and yes, we'll have every department does a trunk and has lots of candy to give away, and
how cool.
It's a good chance to be able to meet all of our staff and for us to meet our neighbors.
I was going to say, we partner with the local fire department, so they'll bring one of their big engines over and a bunch of other kind of big toys for kids to kind of explore and to kind of be part of. So excited for that.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Well, and you've done this before.
This is many years, and yes.
Okay. So that's many the 24th years. From 6 to 8. Everybody write that down. Mm-hmm. Everyone's invited. It's in the parking lot of Wormsea. You might have to park in my driveway to get there because it'll be busy. You might have to park over at the across the street where Senior Circle meets.
That's a good thing, too.
They're the only ones that can cram 40 cars in your parking lot.
Yes.
Getting in is easy. It's getting out. That's kind of a challenge.
I know. You're right, too. And this morning, I'm walking out in my front yard, and this lady's walking by with her dog. And so she stopped, and I talked and was petting the dog. And she lives down the street. I didn't know her. And she knew me. Because she had seen me at Senior Circle, or seen me in your office.
Very good.
And she goes, you're Larry. I've seen you before at Wormsea. And I said, at Wormsea? She goes, I go to Senior Circle. And I said, well, of course you do. You know? And her husband's had a stroke, and he does some things there, but not a whole lot. And and she gets to take some time during the day and go walk her dog. And so, but yeah, she goes Senior Circle.
Let me tap into that real quick. So Senior Circle is something that the Community Health Systems, our parent company, started several years ago. And it was interesting when I first moved here, working with Gina and looking at our volumes and participants, we have the largest Senior Circle program in all of Community Health Systems.
Because I was going to ask, how does this compare with Tucson?
Significantly different. I would say we're half the size in Tucson when it comes to the Senior Circle participation and active members. And so I do want to give kudos and shout out to Gina. She's done a phenomenal job, but it's been such an awesome part to go to the luncheons, learns, the activities, because people participate. They want to be part of it. And so definitely want to continue this program, and Gina's been instrumental in that. But we definitely have the largest and most active Senior Circle group in our company.
I do an event in March called Kiwanis Kids Expo, and we have a committee we put together, and we were meeting at Perkins on Thursday mornings, I believe, for our committee meeting, and we have to make room because the Senior Circle people fill Perkins about 8 o'clock on Thursdays.
Thursday Morning Breakfast Club. We have at least one event and generally two events a day going on. We really want to help our... We believe that seniors who are active and who are making friends, and they are care more about their own health if people care about them. So this is, and I've seen over, this is our 25th anniversary year at Senior Circle in Bullhead City. 2,150 members right now, and local members, and they really do make friends, lifelong friends at Senior Circle. They find people with similar values. And then I see them go off, would you like to go to lunch? I'm like, this is so great. It just warms my heart so much to see people come in without knowing anyone in the community. For some reason, it's kind of hard to get to know people when you move to Bullhead. This is a great way to do that.
I was in a meeting last week, and Greg was there from Senior Circle promoting it for you.
Yes, Greg Miller. Yes. He runs our Wii Bowling program, and he also runs the we have a Alzheimer's support group, and he works, he volunteers for the Alzheimer's, the National Alzheimer's Association, and he runs that support group for
retired teacher.
Caregivers. Yep.
Yeah. There was a time when there was conversation about doing something more mental health-wise at WARMC. Is that still on the plate?
So, again, talking about the different growth of service lines, that is definitely on the conversation. As we work with both hand-in-hand with the police department and the fire teams, it's very evident that as we are going further into this year, there's definitely a crisis with mental health and trying to identify what services can we provide. So we've had conversation with some outside groups as well as internally of, okay, what if we build some type of program that would meet the needs? Do we hire providers? And so that conversation is very live because we see a lot of those patients come through our ER, and we are concerned about how do we treat this type of patient, right? And how do we help them get back in the community and get the resources that they need? And so we've been working with several folks. We don't have an actual answer yet, but we have some plans moving forward that we'll hopefully be able to share soon.
That's good that it's on your plate.
Yes, very much so.
Because I know in our community, and the lack of a lockdown mental facility is really bad. I mean, we really need that. And probably just not just our community, but along the river and throughout Mojave County. So if that becomes reality, I think it'll become real busy.
Well, totally, and it also gives an opportunity to take care of patients in their current state and to bring them back to where they, you know, their healthy state.
Right.
And that's the big goal is, and kind of we talk about all these different service lines, is when people need health care, it's because they're sick or something's going on in their life. And so we want to be able to bridge the gap and say, okay, we'll take you as you are, and we're going to work with you to bring you back to being whole. And that's the whole goal, is which service lines will allow us to expand our help to the community.
Okay, excellent. MRI suite?
Yes, I am so excited to announce this one. So we have been working very hard. As I mentioned when I first got here, I tapped into our corporate partners and said, hey, we need some new toys here, some new things that really bring us forward in the 21st century, but also improve patient care. So we're very excited. We've actually got approval for and purchased a new MRI magnet. And so what does that mean? That is a $1.5 million investment into the hospital. It'll be the newest magnet in Mojave County, which is awesome. And what it does is allows us to do greater imaging, greater diagnosis work. It also has AI components, so 3D imaging growth and all that kind of stuff, and this will allow us to expand our services, both on the cardiac, when we talk about breast cancer, all those items, but also allows us to do clearer images so we can quickly take care of patients in emergency situations. So we're very excited. The MRI construction actually just started recently. We're looking to go live early January with a brand new magnet in sight.
Because when you talk about a new MRI suite, you're moving walls and they're big.
Oh, it is massive. And this is the big magnet when people, you know, joke around on TV shows. This is what will rip phones from your, you know, your belt,
right,
from you, at the whole nine yards. These are heavy duty magnets. And so you have to build these massive walls with lead lining and all these different types of metals to protect it also from patients themselves. And so a lot of work and construction goes into this, but we're very excited for this investment.
That's kind of exciting because, like you said, it's not a cheap machine.
No, this is a very shiny toy, as we like to say. Like I said, it's about a $1.5 million investment just for the magnet and probably another $500,000 in construction.
Do you think that corporate, when they decided to move you from Tucson to Bullhead, knew that these requests were going to be popping out of you?
I think they did. When I was in Tucson, I had similar requests and actually just finished an MRI project there. So when I came here, I was like, hey, I just did it. Let me do it again, right? I know exactly what I'm running into. So, and I think the idea is I have a really good relationship with my, we call him regional presidents.
Sure.
He's over 23 hospitals. His name is Chad Campbell. He's a phenomenal man. And so working with him, we've been able to work together for the past 5 years. And to your point, I have a very young, energetic personality, and I love to get things done. I don't take no for answers. And so I think he tapped into me, and working with some of our new leaders is, okay, how can we reinvest in this community, in this hospital, to become the next center of destination where people want to come? And that's our big focus.
So Gina showed up with two professionally typed yellow sheets of paper for my notes. Did you find when you got here that each one of your directors from your departments started sliding you notes about what they need?
You have no idea. First couple of weeks, I had the great opportunity of getting to meet with all of our leaders, specifically what we call them, one-on-one, sit down with them for an hour or a half hour to just kind of understand their needs, their wants. And one of the biggest things that I can share with pride is that we have such passionate leaders who care about our patients. And that is something I can't just overlook. It's just they want to do good. And so now partnering with them, and I can help provide the resources and align the staff, now we can make sure we take care of our patients in the best way possible. And I definitely want to give kudos to them. Do they have a lot of asks and wants? Absolutely. Who doesn't? But I'm here to help bridge that gap on how do we take care of our patients the best.
Good. So probably a lot of them are expensive.
Yes, everything in healthcare. I swear, when it comes to healthcare, you add extra $3 or $4 signs next to it every single time.
So I'm assuming now you've met with the new CEO and said, here's everyone's lists. Has he bought into it? Is he also dealing with the same person up the chain that you are, saying, these are some things we need right away?
Yeah, and actually, it's been actually really cool. So Dave, our new leader, as I mentioned, he has had 2 decades of healthcare leadership experience, which is phenomenal. So in partnering with him, we kind of sat down. We decided, okay, how do we divide and conquer, right? There's always more to be done than time to do it.
Sure.
So we got to divide, right? We have so many hands in the pot, so what do we do? And so actually, one of the things he kind of put more toward my plate is all in investment and capital investment, just because I have a very much background in that in the business world. And so that's one of the things he says, hey, you know, keep me apprised of what's going on. Here's your, you know, the parameters, but go have fun. And so working with our directors, I've been given kind of a clean slate to really drive those changes. And so MRI, the new lab, we have a bunch of new technology coming in that we're going to work with the nursing folks. Because one of the big things we've recognized is how do we give time back to our staff to spend with the patients, right? That's the human connection we can't get away from.
Right.
And so working with our nursing partners, we've been looking at technology that will speed up the, you know, the admin time or the documentation time so that they can spend time with the patients. One of the things, if you don't mind, I'll share, we've actually just introduced in our clinics an AI dictation tools for our providers. We have a couple of providers, specifically actually Tom Hook or Dr. Hook.
Right.
He's piloting one of the programs for us where he is speaking to this AI tool, working with the patients, and it will actually build out his notes. So that way he doesn't have to take the time to do that. In essence, being able to spend more time with the patients. You know, this is our second week piloting the program. I did it recently in Tucson a few years ago, had a lot of success there. So we're hoping to bring it here to speed up our time and, again, spend more time with the patient.
Our police department is doing that, too, with their cameras.
Yes.
And wasn't a cheap program, but it would save – they believe that it would save the average officer 20 minutes in report writing on each report. So I can imagine what it saves a doctor in a given day.
Oh, we're talking hours.
Yeah. So – and I just saw him a few weeks ago, Dr. Hook.
Yeah, love him. He's a great man.
Oh, he is. I'm a diabetic, and I had walked 71 miles in July.
Oh, no.
I'm a nut. Anyways, and I created some sores on my feet, so I thought, well, I think I need to go see somebody who can tell me what I did and what not to do. And so he fixed me up.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He is. Let's see. On Gina's list, you have an open house coming up on the 9th. Of next month, where everyone gets to meet you and David.
Yes, so we're very excited about this. As we were intentionally making sure we found the right fit for CEO, one of the things we want to do is really introduce them to the community. And so we've been doing smaller events with both the chambers and Rotary clubs, but this is going to be open to the full public. And we're very excited. So on October 9th, and the time, Jeannie will have to correct me, it's in the evening, we're doing an open house of the CEO. So in the hospital, in our, we call it the bistro, which is the cafeteria, we'll have a bunch of little snacks or finger foods, but it'll give an opportunity for the CEO to speak, but also just to meet people, handshake. In addition to that, we've decided to do what we call guided tours of certain areas of the hospital where they can see some of the new technology in both our cath labs, our radiology spaces. That way we can also show off some of the new things we have going on in the hospital. So we'll have some guided tours, but a big focus will be introducing our new CEO, and he'll share some of his vision and highlights of what's coming up in 2026.
Good. That's exciting.
Very exciting.
So, and the public's open. This is open to the public.
Anybody it is. Can come by. Anyone can come by.
5 to 7, Gina, that's right, on
that's
the night?
That's correct. 5 to 7 p.m., yep.
Good.
Oops, 5 to 7, meet Dalton, meet our new CEO, David Schott, and our 4 new physicians, our new surgeon, and 3 primary care providers.
Well,
all medical doctors, which is, we're really proud to have them.
Better
join
to
us.
Meet them before you have to meet them in the office.
Yes.
I mean, if you can meet them then and then you need surgery down the road, you're like, oh, I remember you. And I was telling you about Dr. Davis had done the radio show, and I had what they called a bloom bubble in my leg. And,
yes.
And he walked in and went, "You're the radio guy." "Well, yeah, I've been in ICU now for 2 days. Will you fix this?" And he did, you know. He pulled out this long needle. You would have thought, I said to him, I said, "Are you going into my leg, or are you fixing something through my leg in the bed?" You know, because it was long.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "Well, that's just for the stability to be able to do that." And man, he was in and out in 2 seconds. He said, "I'm done." I said, "I'm done." He goes, "Well, 10 minutes later, I was out the door."
Just like that.
Yeah. So.
Modern technology.
You got to love it.
Well, one of the things and part of this event that we want to highlight is the CEO, he is human, right? He's a normal guy, and he's got a normal family. And I think sometimes people hold titles and call it the alphabet soup, right? All these different titles that they're holding at these high standards. But to realize he's just like us, and he cares about the community. And so we really want to get that element in there.
Good. Yeah. You might see him on the soccer field. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience if you don't want interruptions. Call them at 444-8232. And Perkins America Food Company, where you can check out the new pot roast breakfast skittle. Or you can try the trio breakfast. It's new, and it starts at $5.99. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You gotta have something if you wanna be the new. Streaming, gaming, video conferencing. Live life uninterrupted with 100% fiber internet from TWN. Reliable service, fast speeds, local support. That's the TWN advantage. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNcom.com for details and terms and conditions of service.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Attention high school juniors. Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. You held news and then the Sean Hannity program. So we're going to wrap up here with the Assistant CEO of Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and Gina Morgan, the Director of Marketing and Senior Circle. I guess it's two different things, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two different
she
things.
She does it all.
Yeah,
one man show over here.
Well, she has her own building. She has plenty of room to do everything.
Yes.
Yeah. It's way too small, isn't it? And the parking lot.
Yep.
That was your list that you gave to him when you showed up. I need a larger building and a larger parking lot.
We're always looking for that.
Yeah, well, at least you have this, the Anderson Fieldhouse. That's good.
Yes, we've been using it quite a bit, actually,
yes,
lately.
Yes,
good.
And also the Optimum Center. That's a wonderful building that the city has put together. We're so proud of our city.
Oh, they just added 400 parking spots.
Yes, really great.
It really is.
Really love working with them.
Yeah, we've done several events there as well.
And you met Toby Cutter, I'm sure, our city manager.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed to meet him.
He's a good guy. He's done a lot of great things for our city, I think.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that when we've been talking about some names and stuff, and each event I've been able to participate in, and thanks to Gina making sure I get to all the city events,
right. There
are so many people that participate, and it's so awesome to see that. Being down again from Tucson most recently, there wasn't the same engagement from all the community members, and so it's really nice to see everyone being part of the community and investing in the growth here, and so it's been awesome.
Well, and you'll find that we all work together well, I think. You know, the Rotary Club, the Kiwanis Club, the Moose Lodge, and it's good to have it. It really is.
That's because we have a fantastic, passionate community members, including our staff, who are all love to get out and do these events and beyond their jobs at the hospital, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely tap into that. As you guys know, COVID was a really hard time in healthcare. It changed quite a bit. And so when you start looking at our staff members and what's going on, it's amazing, and I'm just so proud of them, the passion and the caring of our patients. They are dedicated to our patients, and so it's awesome. I get the opportunity to round on our staff, and I'll do what we call night rounding. I'll bring around, we call it the woo-woo cart, but it's a cart full of snacks. We'll round on the staff, giving out some snacks, but just to see how passionate they are in patient care. And it's a really big deal. And, you know, as we head into the busy season, and we'll talk about that for a second, is we'll see an increase about 30% volume, right? So definitely there's more need for healthcare services as we head in that direction. And so we've been very strategic and diligent in creating a strategy plan so we have plenty of staff. So that way turnaround times are efficient, the ER and OR aren't full, and that way we can make sure we take care of the needs of the community.
Well, and that's fabulous because you've got one member of your staff who happens to be on the Needle City Council.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you talk about dedicated people in your building, you know, you got a lot of people out there doing a lot of good things, too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And she's in our Kiwanis Club. So.
Yeah, Warm Sea. The leaders and the staff members are dedicated to the community, and we can't share that enough.
I think so, too. Thank you so much. Great information. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, actually.
Tomorrow morning, another exciting event yet again.
Gina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good
information. We'll see you at Kiwanis with a big check for Kiwanis to support our local kids.
And you're sponsoring this Saturday, the Oktoberfest.
We sure are.
Yeah.
We're sponsoring the kids area in
zone.
That.
Yeah.
Kids zone, that's what it is, at Oktoberfest. See you Saturday, everybody.
Yes. Again, just trying to give back to the community where we can.
Good. I'll see you there. Speak Up 2.0 is about over. On Friday, if you want to listen up, I'm going to have Mojave College right here. So Paul Lavoie is back tomorrow, and it's Education Week, so tune in and get everything. But tomorrow he's going to have Education Week. That's going to count for me. A couple of things to tell you about. Mojave Mental Health has their big suicide prevention walk tomorrow night at Metcalf Park in Kingman, 4 o'clock until 8. Any questions, call Susan Campbell, 757-8111. All right, we'll see you on Friday. Everyone have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.